famous athletes, successful entrepreneurs. The Sean Boyle Podcast is a weekly podcast sharing your best tips, tactics, and secrets of how they got successful so you can optimize your life to do the same. Subscribe for weekly episodes. We'll see you there. Enjoy.
I remember you fucking put me onto like showed me the agency side of things, but momentum and going out there and kind of seeing what they got going on, doing the marketing for the Bitcoin event you were doing. So
yeah, man, that was way back in the day. Yeah, bro. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Brandon Berfroz. Bro, thank you so much for hopping on the program. I know I'm a little hungover. We were talking about this beforehand, but we're going to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, bro.
No excuses. Yeah. So, dude, I know that, you know, you used to work for me way back when and as a sales intern, and you were crushing it. You know, you were making a lot of things happen, but now you kind of went off on your own path and inspired, you know, your people to really grow and just fucking you're crushing. I mean, I always see you're working with different people. You got your hand in different pockets. Like, that's fucking awesome, bro. You're making shit happen.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been a process for sure, bro. But yeah, I'm excited to, you know, keep pushing and trying to, you know, figure this whole thing out. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely been a process.
So what is it right now you're working on? Is it something like, cause I see a bunch of different stuff. Is it like your own, cause I see you like running ads and stuff like that too. So are you just building your own agency or is it, I mean, like, tell me more about that.
Yeah, sure. So, I am building out my own agency. It kind of got started back in, 2019, around February, the idea kind of, that's when it formed. Like, it was like, all right, now I'm about to put all my chips in one basket and, you know, study this industry and figure out what to do to make shit happen, right? So, but over that course of time, like, other things started happening and I was working a full-time job. I ended up going back to school, bro. I ended up going back. So I had a bunch of stuff that I was trying to say it again.
Did you go to, you went back to Penn State or
not
what?
Penn State. Nah. So after I left Penn State, I ended up going, to a community college back in Allentown. It's called Northampton Community College. I went there for like, it was two semesters, right? But it was last year actually. So once the Corona thing happened, I really got to see what it's like to have that. Everything was online. So it was like, I'm either wasting my time doing nothing right now, or I'm getting the fuck out of school, getting the fuck out of the Lehigh Valley and, you know, making something happen. You know what I'm saying? And I chose to make something happen. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I talk to so many people in general, like whether it's on IG or I talk to, because you'd be surprised, man. Like now that I've ever, like I started on my YouTube show and just like blasting out videos with like this whole virtual tour thing. I get about five, six DMs like a week about like, oh my God, I watch your videos. Like, thank you so much. You're inspiring people and like trying to do the same thing. And it's awesome that you're trying to do the same thing too, man. Like, I think a lot of people could take these actionable tactics and grow and do their own thing, because for me, when I was in school, I wanted to get the fuck out of there as soon as possible. I was like, man, I hate, like, even though I was like a decent student, I was like, man, this isn't what I love to do. My true passion is really sales, is making deals. And dude, like just the nitty gritty of it, cold calling, just going door to door. I love that shit, man. Like that literally just, it gets me up in the morning. It really does. Like that's what boils my blood, you know, I in a good way, you know, no pun intended, but real shit. It's fantastic, man. So what's your niche? Is it like, who are you going to be targeting? Like, what are you going to be your services? Cause I'm interested. I mean, this is like what we do too. So,
yeah. So I work with credit repair companies. I have a couple clients right now. I mainly focus on their branding aspect and putting content out on their page. Yeah. I found through mentors, got a system going where, the whole process is automated. So it's simple for me to kind of go in and get, you know, I mean, you got to put the work in. You already know how it goes. So you find that system that works and then you work the system. So I'm kind of working on perfecting that system, but I'm also looking into growing into developing more products for my business in terms of offering, you know, having more of an offer. So it's been quite a study, I would say, because I've been, you know, there are multiple ways to bring in leads. There's a whole bunch of ways to build marketing campaigns. But going into the niches and finding that simple structured campaign that you can one build out for one, one client and then also scale it so that it can work for multiple clients. That's kind of where I'm at right now, finding that product. And I know that when I do find that, when I create that product and or test that product out, I know when it hits, it's going to hit, bro. And then, you know, like you said, hop on the, like, it's all like, you know, the agency space is all about hopping on the phone, getting into sales, getting in front of the door. But, you know, you have to generate results. You have to actually fulfill what you're trying to sell. And that's the tricky part. And also retaining clients. You know, you got to also know, like, are these clients going to stick with you through the next month? Are you so killer at what you do that these clients love what you got going on? Your brand is solid. You know, you're professional. Are they going to come in and really stick through you with months after month after month? And, you know, I'm trying to grow that network and, you know, build that good brand, that good, you know, that I bring in good results. No bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude, it's all about that McDonald's franchise model where you got a fucking, you know, I was gonna say the Whopper, but that's BK. You got a Big Mac in Philly. It's going to be the same shit in LA, same shit in Boston, same shit in London. You know, you're going to get the same process the entire time. You're going to take the burger, put it on for 5 minutes, flip it 5 minutes, boom, out the door.
Hell yeah.
So, but bro, that's actually interesting because I follow this guy, Colin Yerkeson, who's murdering it right now. He has like 300K on IG. He's actually going to hop on the podcast pretty soon, but he just got over there too. So I'd definitely love to connect you too, because I think he's one of these guys where he really had like a revelation when he was 23. And like his whole story is crazy. I mean, you really need to check it out. He's a really inspiring guy.
Yeah, drop his thing in the chat. Drop it in the chat or something. I'll definitely take a look, or send me his profile on Instagram or something.
For sure. So like if people are trying to build their credit, what do you guys do? Is it specializing in like getting rid of like late payment? Like I don't really know the whole system. So like, you know, because this is obviously like your business model. So I love to learn like how to, because my thing, so my credit right now, bro, is like I'm in like the mid 700s. So it's like I want to get that 800 as soon as possible. And I just like, let me show you. I got my new Amex, holla. I got that new blue card. And I got the green card. I got like, I have a Discovery. So like I have and I got my, dude, I don't know if you know this, but PSU has a credit card where you can get
really? It.
And my limit was 10K. And I couldn't even believe that. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, my Discover, I have like 500 or 5,000. I can't believe that. But yeah, so that's fire. And I mean, what could I be doing better? Because like I pay my shit on time. And yeah, here's one of the things I wanted to ask you. If I have a balance of like 500, right, total balance, but my account balance is like 250, right, it's end of the month, would you recommend paying it off in full or paying it just off the account balance, which is the 250? You got what I'm saying? Because like that's something that like always fucks with me. I literally do a Google search and there's, you know, there's answers that are like, oh, you want to pay it off in full or you want to pay half of it off? Like, tell me more about that.
Yeah, sure. So, your boy. That's a good question. The best way I would answer this question is talking about utilization. So when it comes to credit card, you know, information and understanding what you're using, right? Between all of your accounts, the sweet spot for having a utmost prime credit score, your utilization percentage, the sweet spot is from 5 to 7, I believe, percent. So if you go from 5 to 7%, if you can manage all your accounts, so if you got, I don't know, like a 10, let's say you have 5 accounts and they equal up to $10,000, you know, you want to make sure that you only have about, you know, 5 to 7% of, you know, account, like money used or debt used and on the account. So that's the sweet spot, 5 to 7%, you know, you want to make sure that you're paying them on time. Just keep the on-time payments obviously is, you know, that's a no-brainer. Keep paying them on time, but the amount, you know, always pay the minimum. And just keep your account in that balance. You don't want to go over. Once you start hitting above 50% utilization, that's when your credit score starts tanking. So, also about credit. So a lot of the stuff, you know, don't take it from me. So a lot of the stuff that I learned my credit information from is coming from a gentleman named Jeff Seckinger. So he's on Instagram. My business partner, Gabe, this guy, my fucking brother, yo, we've been trying to do this shit. You know, I've been with him, like working next to him, trying to see what's going on, like trying to, you know, build this entrepreneur life that we want to build. He's been the one I've been doing it with. So this guy, he showed me the whole Jeff Seckinger side. Gabe actually got into Jeff Seckinger's mentorship. And then that's when things really started. Like you see all the information, you understood what happens when you use this information, take an action. And then when you actually start seeing the results happen. So
the light at the end of the tunnel, you were like, huh,
let's get it. Exactly. And then like this information, you know, once you study it and understand it, you know, it's very valuable. You really can change your life and people around you because, you know, it's not being rich. The money stuff the money side of things, you know, it comes and goes. You know, the money is a tool for us to do what we please, right? So I really think that once you learn how to use that money to your best advantage, leveraging it, like what Jeff Sagninger talks about, leveraging credit to, you know, using his whole thing is 0%, getting business, unsecured business lending from for 0% and, you know, making investments off that, getting a return off that. So, you know, that shit, they don't teach these in schools, you know. I wasn't learning this at Penn State, you know what I'm saying?
No way. No way in hell, bro.
Yeah. So this is real learning. This is real tools that you can implement into your life where, you know, now that you know this information, things change. You know, you can get a house. People aren't robbing you. I mean, there's salesmen out there in car salesmen. They really brag about how they fuck you financially. And you just don't know. You don't know. You're walking into a situation you don't know because you don't understand. You just want a new car, right? You want that shining object. So the credit side, I like the credit side because, you know, money is I'm going to forever be studying that, being around money, you know. So I felt that going into an industry that, you know, it's all about financial literacy, you know, bettering your financials. You know, I thought that would be my best area of interest and something I would really build passion in and, you know, continue. So that's kind of why I started in the credit repair. And also, like, how opportunities come up. Like, Jeff Sagninger, if it wasn't for him and Gabe, too, my business partner, Gabe, I wouldn't be touching the credit repair side probably. So big shout out to those guys. Those guys are really, really teaching people how to get stuff done.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. I can't reiterate this enough. I think that I say this every fucking podcast, but it's like financial literacy is the game. You know, like education, proper education. I'm not taking a shit on it because I have a degree. You know, you went to college as well. And again, it's important, but to really build your financial wealth and long term, because there's a difference. Like rich, you have money, but wealth is, for me, it's generational. That's how I really define wealth is generational. So it's something where I truly believe that you doing, you know, credit repair and, you know, just people really being involved around money, like taking the best tactics and strategies from the wealthiest people, kind of having that mimicking thing of like, oh, I want to be this person. I want to live this life. And you kind of hopefully pull them under your wing. Like I'll give you an example, bro. Like, so I want to be a good real estate investor, right? I want to be someone who is not only like, I'm not really about it for the money side of things. I want to be known as, oh, Sean Boyle, like he can teach, he can really like illustrate his point of view and just give value to millions of people. That's what I want to be known for, man. So you know Alan Dom, does that name ring a bell by any chance?
No.
So there's two kings there's multiple, but like in Philly for residential and commercial, there's two people. There's Mike McCann, the real estate man for residential, and then for commercial it's Alan Dom, right? Okay. So Alan Dom, he's a councilman, right, in the city of Philadelphia. So he works with the mayor and all that stuff. And when I was just getting out of school, I was like, fuck, man, I really need a mentor. I really need someone who is going to help me. Just like your boys helped you and your mentors helped you with credit. I was like, I need to get a mentor for real estate investing. I don't know the first thing to do it. You know, I know that I have the mindset and I can grow, but I want to cut my learning curve in half. So what do I do? And this is something that I want people to take away from, because again, I don't want to like pat myself on the back, but it worked for me. If it works for me, it can work for you. You know, I'm no fucking brain surgeon. I'm, you know, I'm not that smart of a guy really as it is. So the thing is, I went to his website, alandom.com, and I wrote him an email. I was like, hey, Alan, like my name's Sean Boyle. I just graduated college, really young and hungry guy. As someone who was once getting into the game, I know you can respect my work ethic, and I'd love to grab 5 minutes of your time to really, you know, have you hear me out and gain some valuable insight. And he emailed me back, like within an hour. He said, yeah, Sean, like let's set up a time, this, that, and the other thing. We talked. And again, you know, this is a guy who runs his own brokerage and someone who is a city councilman for Christ's sake. So for him to take 5 minutes out of his busy day to talk to some, you know nothing 23-year-old, it was like, I really appreciated that, you know, for sure. So he told me, and this is something I want you to do too, bro, is The Millionaire Next Door. It's a great book. I think it's like by Joe Stanley. If not, there's a bunch of good authors, but yeah, I think it's Joe Stanley. And The Millionaire Next Door, it gave us really just concrete tactics of how to just start building wealth with real estate. And it's just a good wealth book in general of, you know, it doesn't, and, you know, as the saying goes, you could be making six figures, but you could be blowing it all on all this, you know, material BS. And you have someone who's making 50K and they're managing it properly, investing it. And they're just overall, they have more money to spend. They have more power. You get what I'm saying? So I think my talks with Alan really helped me in so many ways. I actually just talked to him on Friday, like we're going to do business together. And it's like Gary Vee's strategy, jab, jab, right hook, where I was asking him, trying to get that mentorship status. And then once I did, I was like, yeah, man, like drop that right hook and let's do business. Like, you know, and again, it's not, you know, jab, jab, and then take, it's jab, jab, ask. So, and I asked, and he said, fuck yeah, let's do it. So we're going to do business with the, with one of the big wigs. And I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I really think more people could take from that. And because a lot of people do, like the majority of my audience, they have that 9-to-5 kind of mentality where they just want, again, you know, happy fucking birthday. If you get pleasure out of that 9-to-5 and, you know, you are happy with your contributions, great. But if you're going home, which is a lot of people, and you're like, fuck, man, I see this guy doing this on Instagram and I see this person doing that and making all these moves. Again, Instagram and social media, you know, I was actually contemplating this morning. I was like, man, like, I got to start posting stuff. Like, my content sucks. And it's like just really having that shitty mindset. But I was like, whoa, have some perspective. Like, you're growing this business. You're growing all these things. Like, you are like who you say you are, man. Like, you got to continue to do that. So it's so powerful. I think more people could take from that and just really enlighten themselves with financial literacy, with all these free tools, really. And then with, you know, with you and I think that, you know, and again, it's an investment. So you need to kind of pay for this stuff when you get up to that level, for sure. So
I'll definitely say, I'll definitely like to add on that. So the part about the millionaire next door, so I've heard that name, that book come up 1,000 times. I need to just get that book and check it out. Cause
great book, man.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. The other thing with the financial literacy, I can't agree with that more. You know, it's, you know, taking time to invest into yourself, information in yourself. It's crucial, man. It's absolutely crucial. And finding that network, that's good to hear, man. I see you making your moves, bro. You've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? I see the vision. I see the hustle. I see the work. And it's inspiring too, bro. So obviously, you know, you've been doing your podcast for, this is years now. You know what I'm saying? So definitely keep working on that shit, bro. It's definitely a process. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. And it's just the mindset at the end of the day. You know, if you're not happy with what you're doing, then change it. You know, no, you're not, you know, a slave to your work. You know, you can really manifest what you want. I think more people should do that. Like, I remember the first time when I was first going through engineering at Penn State, and I was like, man, I'm not even that good at math. Like, in physics, what the fuck am I trying to do? Like, this shit sucks. And then I really contemplated, oh my God, this whole digital marketing thing, it's going to explode. And then when I came upon these virtual tours, I was like, oh my God, this is a gift. Like, this is going to skyrocket. You know, virtual reality isn't even really established yet, you know? So for it to be commonplace in the market right now with, you know, Matterport and all these other niches, because dude, we've been doing a boatload of schools, a boatload of, you know, other industries, and it's only going to continue, man. It's only going to continue. So, and again, there's a million ways, you know, and the thing that I want to do is I want to be known for someone who just cuts, you know, cuts the bullshit. All right, what are we really getting out of this? Because I know there's a lot of people out there that they want to make content like this, but they don't provide any, you know, valuable strategies. It's like, you know, they just want to talk in circles and it doesn't do anything. You know, as much, you know, motivation as I could, you know, provide you, I would much rather give you strategies, my free strategies that would give you, you know, just betterment of your entire life, taking ownership, taking action. So, and it's so true. And with the whole credit thing, I think it's so important, because when I first started off, I got my first credit card in high school, like as a lot of people did, but I didn't know anything about it. I was like, okay, you pay the balance off. That's it. Right. That's it. That's all I knew. You know, I didn't know anything about, oh, you can increase your limit just, you know, every month by asking. And for the utilization, I didn't even know that it was that low. I thought it was like 10 or 11%. So I definitely keep it 5-7. That's fantastic. And then
that's, it reflects that. So and having all your accounts too, so the more personal accounts you have, the better standings you have with your credit history, the more time, you know what I'm saying? And then that's where it leaves for opportunities in the business side of getting unsecured business lending, because that's where the game of, you're leveraging other people's money. This is not money that you had to go make yourself. This is money that is handed to you because you keep good financial standings. You have, you know, you clearly take care of yourself. You don't have to worry about missed payments from you. We want to invest our money with you, and you build those relationships with those banks. I mean, I am still working on obtaining that, you know what I'm saying? So like, this isn't something that I personally experienced, but through learning from the, you know, what is out there through other people, it's a game. And if you learn how to it's really a game. So you learn how to play, you know, people try to, I didn't go away. So I like to play basketball. One thing I did, growing up was I played a lot of basketball. So, over the years, I got better over the years, and this shit really is, I can't expect to be good with this business, this marketing stuff when I just
right away, man. Yeah.
So like, this is something that is going to take time. This is a study. You know, you learn from the best. I was watching, you know, Kobe Bryant, LeBron. You know, so I wish I would have worked harder when I was playing basketball in high school. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying? So it's all about where you want to put your time. You know, there's other things in life. You know, want to be rich. Like I remember back in 2018, the Rich Forever thing was forever stuck in my head. It was something that it was, you know, having richness and, you know, wealth, health, and relationships with people, with just everything, you know, no bad energy. I'm big on energy. I really believe that what you put in this world, you get exactly out. So if you're playing around with that, you play games with other people, your life will be you're going to fuck it up. And
be in shambles. Yeah, I couldn't say that enough. And that's something that I struggled with when I was first starting out. I was so short-term minded. You know, I was like, oh, like, we can make so much money doing this. It's like, man, how about I fucking be patient? Like, you know, I'm a 23-year-old. I should be learning right now. I should be grinding. Like, when Kobe was fucking practicing, do you see him, like, taking selfies on Instagram and doing his thing? Hell no. And again, I know you got to make content, so it's like a little give and take. But for me, it's like, I'd rather just grind, make good content, valuable content for my viewers, for my followers, and then just continue on doing my thing. Like, I don't want to, I'm not interested in all in like, oh, how many likes do I get? How many, you know, people follow me? I mean, I'm really not. Like, I just want to provide really concrete value. And if one person takes, you know, value out of what I'm saying, that's, I win. That's really what I'm looking for, is just to inspire people. So I, again, and this is hard for me to say this because, like I said, when I was first starting out, I was so short-term minded. I want to conquer the world in like 5 months. Like Tim Ferriss has a great quote. He goes, you know, your 10-year goal, right? Your 10-year goal. I'm 23 to 33. Why couldn't you do that in like 5 months? It's like, well, I understand what he's talking about, but I would have to take an inordinate amount of gambling of my personal assets right now, throw them into the fire, and to see what sticks, really. And I don't want to play that game. I'd rather play the long, you know, just grinding game. You know what I mean? It's like, it goes back to the old story with the turtle and the rabbit. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be that turtle all day of the week, just slowly pushing forward. You know what I mean? And I think that it's true, because again, I could be grinding for 2 or 3 years, but at one point or another, I might say to myself, and this might happen still, I might hit 25 and be like, fuck, man, momentum, I don't want to do this shit anymore. And it's important that, you know, sure, you can open up with your own mind and change, and then you have to kind of accept it, right? But I think for what I'm doing right now, I love it, and I'm continuing to do it, and that's that, period, the end. So a lot of people can take from that, man. I definitely respect for what you got going on, and it's fantastic. You know, it really is.
I appreciate that. I really do. Yeah, I really do appreciate that, because it's been like, I don't know, dude, so it's like, as you know, it's just like, you know, trying to push forward and gain, you know, get what you want, get to where you want to be. So it's cool to see, you know, other people, like, because this is my life, you know, for you to have interest in what I got going on, there's, you know, what do you gain from it? But it's kind of like, it's nice to see when people, you know, to throw that appreciation, appreciate what they do see. And of course, I want to do the same. So I want to inspire people. I want to help people. You know, I'm really, I want to help myself first, so that when I understand and can really throw that content out there,
exactly,
I'm talking about, I'll definitely start throwing it out there. And especially things that, you know, that I feel real strongly about. So I'm still studying, still trying to look into what is really my passions, bro, finding those true, like, groundbreaking questions that I know will alter my life completely. And just, you know, also taking that action, you know, it's been a process of trying to figure out what efforts am I going to do today that will help me get to where I want to be tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Which ones are important, which ones not? Because you can fill a to-do list all day. I could spend my whole day on my computer, you know, busting out this, you know, random type of work. But what is the one thing that is actually going to bring in the money that I'm looking for, the relationships that I'm looking for, the business that I'm looking for? What is that work? What work is that? Like, what do I need to really focus on so I can get to that point? So, you know, developing strengths, man, there's 1,000 variables that can go into it. And it's just, you know, every single person has to find out what is that one that sticks with you, and using these other influences to build that. You know, we're all creators. We're literally creating our life, little artists, you know what I'm saying? Developing our life. So, you know, how you want to build that is how, you know, up to you. So I could talk about this shit all day. You know what I'm saying? I love this. I love it. So.
Yeah, bro, me too. And listen, it's all about being a student in the game, right? Like you were saying, you know, and you know Khabib Nurmagomedov, right? The that undefeated Russian fighter in the UFC.
Okay.
He beat McGregor like 2 years ago. I was so salty about that, but he's a great fighter, man. Nothing to him, but he has a mindset. He goes, you know, and like broken English, right? He said this. He's like, even in my mind, I'm black belt. I want to stay white belt, right? Even in my mind, I know I'm black belt, but I want to stay white belt. So what that means is, essentially, if you think you have the experience, you think you've conquered everything, you still want to be a student in the game, you still want to be learning, you still want to have. And again, I know there's going to be a little topsy-turvy mechanism that goes on in my head where 10, 15 years from now, when I know that I put in the work, I know that I got to a certain level, it's like, wow, okay, I now have a certain community. I know how I have certain assets. I have certain XYZ that I could rely on, and then I can focus more on that. But in my mind, that all stuff is secondary and tertiary. I'm more just about being like just fucking nose to the ground and just really understanding what I can do to really just build myself in any step of the way from being just like a student of the game, man. Just like learning every single thing, you know, every single thing, like just being close to the ground as possible, not being, you know, too high. So it's a give and take, man. And it's more gray. A lot of people think it's white and black, but it's more gray, bro. 100%. So yeah. That sounds good. So yeah, man, I mean, this was a pleasure to do this. Where can people find you? Where can people follow you? What's your website? What do you got going on?
Yeah, check me out on Instagram and Facebook. That's where I do most of my stuff. I'm still working on building out a little website. I don't know what I want to offer yet. So I got a lot of things I need to work on, you know what I'm saying? But once I find that, that thing that I feel confident in putting all my efforts in, I think, you know, it's going to build. But find me on Instagram. You know, I like to share my thoughts on Instagram. I share the things that I care about. You also check out, I'll say I'm with these guys, Venture Speed, right? These guys are straight fuck killers. These guys are really working. These guys are really out here trying to change their lives, and it's inspiring to be a part of it. And, you can check us out on Instagram. So mine's Brandon Rapose. So BrandonRapose. Simple. Just follow me there. And then, you know, from there, you'll be able to find out what else we got going on and checking out the stories and stuff. So yeah, brand new. We just moved out to Tampa. So, excited.
I saw that, bro. That's fire. Yeah. I love that.
Just moved out to Tampa. We're excited to just keep growing. There's a huge network of killer entrepreneurs out here. I'm excited to be a part of it. Learn from these guys, understand what they got going on, and just use everything that I can to better my situation. And of course, share it. You know, I want to help people too. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to continue. I'm excited to keep working, and I know I'm around the right group of guys to get this shit done. So. Yeah, check us out. Ironmark Media is the business name too. It's just a little marketing
internet. I love it.
Something like that, you know, something light. So check it out. Thank you. Sean, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, man. I really do. Thank you for inviting me on the podcast. I remember I was watching your stuff 2 years ago, you know, and now I'm on it. So awesome, man. And it's exciting. It's awesome to see. I see what you've been doing too. So got your thing going, momentum. I see what you got going on. So awesome, brother.
I got it. Woo! Brandon Rapose, ladies and gentlemen. Take it easy. Peace, bro.
Peace out, yeah.